things can be.
Good day. Time is 7 after the hour. It is Tuesday morning with Doug and let's see, Jennifer is here, Roberta's here, Clay is here, Janet is here, Ann Marie is here. Those are, the last two are the Boomer Broads. Richie is not here, so we can have a peaceful, calm, cool, and collected conversation about how this has become the decade of women. This is where we are. We have become womanized. As a longtime womanizer, I think it's about time.
Well, at least you came clean, girls.
Oh, my.
Rimshot.
Well, sad.
Bling, bling. Okay, so, they, according to the Huffington Post, the decade of the women is upon us. Now, I don't know. That seems moderately abstract to me because there are always women around and women who I think oftentimes scratch, this is going to be a general statement, but I'll make it more specific. Some women think that they are put upon by the realities of being a woman. Do they need to get a life, ladies, or is it true that some women are really still taken advantage of in this era in our country?
Well, define taken advantage of.
Put into positions that seem to be moderately condescending, the little woman in the house.
Wait a second. Do women still make less money than men? Yes.
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 So let's start there.
Okay, go ahead.
Let's start right there. If women do the same exact job as a man and make less money, are they still stuck in a role?
Well, why is there an argument about this? Let's approach it from the intelligence side. There is an argument that women like to put up, oh, we don't get paid as much as men. Well, why is that? Why is it that women are not either appreciated, or why isn't there some kind of lawsuit that goes to the Supreme Court? Why shouldn't there be equal pay for equal work? What's the problem?
Don't you think the fact that men still dominate the workforce has something to do with that?
Well, I think that that's become...
I mean, it does.
That was a swell slogan, and it seemed great at the time, but now that has changed in that there are more women who are studying, for example, for PhDs and getting them than men.
And, honestly, because of, I think, through this last downturn, more and more women became primary breadwinners in families. I think, let's put it this way, it took several thousand years to get
to where it was. So what does that tell you about the value of women? Women are now valued. If more women are in the workplace because they didn't lose their jobs and men are losing their jobs, don't you think that tells you, at least in part, even if there isn't parity of pay, that women are more valued, or are they being taken advantage of because they do more work?
Men were earning too much, so they kept
money. But things are changing. That's all we're saying. We're moving from an industrial society more to a service society, and women can do those jobs. And women want to enter the workforce, and women... I mean, things
that's
are
a general, a very broad, if you'll pardon the pun,
excuse
a very broad,
broad.
generalization. Women can do those jobs. What does that mean? Women can do service jobs? Men can do service jobs.
Yes, no, they can. What I'm saying is things are changing slowly. And
Roberta wants to know if they want to. See, I think we've gone beyond the service era. We're in the technological. We went from the Industrial Revolution to the information age, and now our business is more focused on service than it is inventing or building things anymore, and that is sort of tied in with technology, and it may be that you could make an argument that women are better with technology than men are.
I'm
hearing three people at once, and I didn't get out of anybody something that was cohesive. Anne Marie, what'd you say?
I said I don't think that's true.
All right. Janet, you don't think it's true either?
I also did not think that was true. I think that I really think the issue still remains that the systems that are in place now were created by men. I think we all agree with that. The professional systems that exist, the political systems that exist, and they're not doing well.
Things are not good.
So then why aren't things
the
changing?
Concept of the concept of this being a woman's turn in this society makes sense, doesn't it? If, in fact, what we're looking at now is created by men and is not doing well, it seems to me that it makes sense that women get their shot now.
Well, that's easy to say. How you make it a fact?
I think it's we're working on it.
Exactly.
Who's working on it?
I think we're working on it.
Being made. You see more and more female entrepreneurs.
It's not going to happen
overnight.
More
and more female run businesses, don't you? I mean, that's a reality.
I see them because they're better run. I don't I'm not sure what I'm not sure that the argument, I think the conclusion is correct, but I'm not sure we're getting there the right way. What is being recognized, although not in pay parity, but in terms of accomplishment, is that women are better at many things than men are. I won't go so far as to say most things, but I will tell you that in my world, I would rather have, for example, women milking the cows at the barn. I hired two women because I don't like the men being rough around the animals, and the women are gentle and kind, and they are much better. The animals feel better. It's a soothing atmosphere.
That's interesting.
And that's the store is the same way. I don't want a man running my dairy store. Men don't have a clue about what and there are men and women who are customers. I would say an equal amount of men and women are customers in the store. But women, the two women that are in there are good at aiming people in the right of sensing or asking the question, what is it I may help you with today? And, I need the milk, and I need the cheese, and I need the eggs, and I
need
the...
But do you think by doing that, you're kind of doing the reverse of what people are doing if they only hire a female secretary and maybe a male manager?
Yeah.
I don't know what that question means.
Categorizing. You're categorizing.
You're categorizing.
I'm categorizing?
You're putting in skills that you think are female.
How can I be considered wrong or you're criticizing me for saying something that I believe women are good at? What's
I'm not criticizing you. I'm just saying that maybe you're doing the reverse of what we're talking about here, where you're just assuming that all men are nurturing and that all men are not.
I didn't say all
men. Women
all
are nurturing.
Women are nurturing
all
and all. No. But I have not found easily men to do the job with the animals especially.
My deal is I guess we won't find equality for anybody until someone is just interviewed on their individual skill set instead of...
Why does there have to be equality? Let's think about that for a second. We'll pause in the action. We have the Boomer Broads, Anne-Marie and Janet here with Roberta and Jennifer and Clay and me. It's 14 after the hour and good day.
This week, wrap up your holiday shopping with great holiday savings at True Value. Get a powerful halogen work light 500 watt for just $14.88 and save over 40%. Or pick up our triple toolbox set. Get three toolboxes for the price of one, only $12.97. Available at participating stores while supplies last. But you better wrap it up soon. Sale ends Saturday. True Value. Start right. Start here for the holidays.
It's Macy's One Day Sale Wednesday with a preview day Tuesday. Men's and women's sweaters 50% off. Take 30 to 50% plus an extra 20% off fine jewelry. Save on pajamas and robes, also 50% off. Take 60% off our entire stock of throws and flannel sheet sets. And fashion clearance for him and her is now 50 to 80% off. Plus, get free shipping at Macy's.com with a $99 purchase. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices, exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices, guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
Excuse me? Like to sample a Luden's throat drop?
Luden's reminds me of being a kid, running through the neighborhood pretending to be a superhero, saving the universe from evil. I'd come home with a scratchy throat and Mom would give me a Luden's.
That's such a nice story.
Wait, there's so much more.
Great.
For everyday throat irritation, Luden's Wild Cherry Drops. The great taste and soothing relief you never forget. Luden's. It still works wonders.
At USAA, we believe what customers say about their auto insurance says everything about an insurance company. And USAA members have a lot to say. Jesse writes this on USAA.com. We just save $1,200 a year with USAA. While Justin writes, Dear USAA, thank you for being completely awesome. with an exclamation point. How does it feel to have auto insurance you describe as awesome with an exclamation point? Switch to USAA Auto Insurance and find out. Drivers who do save $450 a year on average. Our commitment to serve the financial needs of our military, veterans, and their families is without equal. If you or someone in your family has honorably served, switch to USAA Insurance today. Call 1-800-227-USAA or visit usaa.com/car. Insurance provided by United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas. Membership eligibility restrictions apply. Savings based on 2010 countrywide survey of new customers who switch. Not applicable in Massachusetts.
Tired of replacing expensive inkjet printer cartridges? Maybe it's time to replace the printer. Switch to Kodak and stop overpaying for inkjet printer ink. Because Kodak only uses fairly priced ink, you save money without having to print less. Get $70 off a new Kodak ESP 7250 printer through December 11th at Office Max. Print and prosper with Kodak.
17 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with the Boomer Broads and their expressions of interest in what's going on in the world, along with Jennifer and Roberta and Clay and me. The decade of the woman. Why can't it be the century? Why can't it be the era of women is now? Why do we have to? That's the trouble with Arianna. She's always, God bless her for creating what she's created with that site. But the other side of it is it's too predictable now, to the point of being uninteresting. I used to think it was pretty interesting, but it's predictable because she's predictable. And there's nothing less interesting than people are having a conversation if it's a predictable conversation. I know a lot of people go to listen to radio programs because they're going to hear what's in their comfort zone, and that's swell if that's what it takes to make you happy. With me, I don't want to listen to something that I agree with all the time. I want to be stimulated. And so the Huffington Post used to stimulate me. Looking at this article, I understand now why I'm not stimulated by the Huffington Post anymore, because it doesn't. It's too easy to let it flow downhill. Do you know what I mean? Where did the boomers go?
I don't know where we went.
Where are we, Michael? Were you asleep at the switch, or what's going on?
Hello.
Did you hear what I just said? Did you hear what I said?
I heard what you said.
Couldn't hear us.
All right, so
we were interrupting it, which is probably for the best.
Perfect. All right, so I'll be quiet and you talk then.
Well, I have a question for you, Doug. Have you ever had a female boss?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, and any issues with that, or yes,
yes.
Or no?
Yes, I had an issue with the first female boss I had. It was at the first radio station I worked at in Worcester, Massachusetts, WNEB, she told me, and she was interested. She was kind of... her husband had died, and she was frisky, shall we say.
And
I was put into a position of more responsibility, and I was trying to help the circumstances because the station needed some help. And I was working at the time at WBZ in Boston. I brought the chief engineer out to Worcester to look at the station and figure out what was wrong with it. And when we figured out what was wrong with it, I went to her and told her, and she said, "You're plotting to take the radio station away from me." She was an absolute nutcake. And fired me. Anyway, so that was my first experience with a woman boss.
Sounds like it went well.
A little bit.
Yeah, it went really well.
But it sounds like the issues you had were not female-male issues, but just she was not a good person. She's a
powerful
person.
Well, I think there was some of that, but I think there were female-male. It's so trite to get into the descriptions of women unbuttoning their blouses behind the closed door of the office and that kind of stuff. There is
just
sexual,
like men unzip their pants, though.
Right, exactly. There are all these charges of sexual harassment, women who claim that men sexually harass them. And it's a two-way street. I think it goes both ways. I think men more often than not sexually harass women. But I think there's some, and more as we get into what it is you're talking about, that is the power of women in the workplace. As more authority is exercised, women do the same thing men do. Stand
well,
by, 21 after
right.
on today.
And I think the best female boss.
Attention GCN listeners, do you have a Patriot on your Christmas list that's nearly impossible to shop for? How would you like the ability to get top-of-the-line, hard-to-find gifts at equally hard-to-beat prices without leaving the comfort of your home? Why fight the crowd? Simply log on to your computer for great gifts and deals for the off-the-grid enthusiast in your family. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find great prices on the most popular off-the-grid gifts available today. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find unbeatable deals on emergency backup power, herb and vegetable seeds, dehydrated foods, emergency evacuation packs, solar ovens, gun safes, and a host of truly unique stocking stuffers. In these hard times, why not give a gift that really counts? A gift that could truly make a difference. Go to offthegridchristmas.com and our Christmas video highlighting perfect gifts for the off-the-grid fans in your family. Unbeatable gear, unbeatable prices, no more searching. Offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass, or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
My Boniva.
There was a report of smoke in one of the condos in a rather large development. The fire department shows up, put out the fire. But the guy, the fire chief, says, I smell something funny in here. And by golly, they found that the marijuana plants in this apartment were on fire.
You know, all the firefighters. Yeah, yeah, putting
out the, hey, man. This is a cool fire.
What are you people? On dope?
Birthdays. The Osborne brothers have, as the oldest brother, Bobby Osborne, who's 79 today. Anybody remember this song but me?
Oh, yeah.
You remember this song?
Absolutely.
All right, okay. Rocky Top.
It's going to shock you that I don't.
It does.
No.
Tennessee Hound Dog was another one that he was well known for. The Osborne brothers were well known for, Jennifer. Sorry you don't remember any of that. All right, so we have Eli Wallach, about whom we have spoken already today. He's 95. We have Tom Waits, the singer, responsible on his own for a Jersey Girl. Right? Never found this guy appealing at all. I think he's just... Maybe I don't find his music. It's garbage. Some people like it, though. He's been very popular. I don't like it. Tim Butler's birthday is today, from the Psychedelic Furs. What do I think of you, Roberta? I think it's Psychedelic Furs. Sarah Bareilles. Some of you probably consider that sexual harassment. Not me. Not Roberta. I know her too well. 26 after the hour. Happy birthday to you today. If today is your birthday, December 7th, 2010. The Boomer Broads are around. We're discussing women. And I made a statement about women in the workplace and how there is sexual harassment now. And people say, oh, it's nowhere near as bad as men sexually harassing women. No, because there aren't the number of experiences available yet. But as more and more women do a better job and move up in the ranks.
Well, and men are afraid to report it because they feel like they're going to be not manly if they were being abused by a woman.
How can a man be abused by a woman? That's the general...
Oh, yeah, but easily. I mean, there's a lot of women out there that are crazy cougars that are going to always make comments and make men feel...
Sure.
Especially younger men.
So what is the opposite of cougar? The woman, the younger woman...
Dirty old man.
No.
A gold digger.
Normal.
Dirty old man.
There we go.
Well, they also have different levels of cougars.
Oh?
Yeah.
Like younger cougars, or I think older cougars are called pumas.
older.
I think you're right.
And what does older mean?
Older, what does it mean,
puma.
Older
Define
cougar?
Define older.
Well, I think puma is 30 to 40, and cougar is 40 to 50.
And what, so,
what about
50 to 60 is a jaguar.
A jaguar?
Yes.
Or a jaguar?
What about 60 to
or
70?
Or a jaguar.
Forget it.
But if you don't go into all of that, the sort of the sidebar issues.
What about 70 to 80?
I still think it's an interesting concept that women are becoming more and more equal.
Why is that interesting? Why is it just something that ought to happen?
Well, it is.
Well, I mean,
we make so much of it.
It's troubling to me, and it always has been. I grew up in a very diverse neighborhood, in a very diverse town, and I've been around diversity all my life. So I guess to the point that you're speaking, I am always troubled when we make a big deal out of Hillary Clinton running as a woman or Sarah Palin running as a woman or Obama running as a black man. It troubles me greatly that we don't consider them to be human beings. What difference does it make what the color of their skin is, what their religion is, what their sex is? It's ridiculous. Very immature. We are extraordinarily immature. That is the height of immaturity is to take somebody and give them credibility just because of their sex or color of their skin.
Or less credibility. You don't think
whatever. Either or, yeah.
But you don't find it disturbing that people did not vote for Hillary Clinton because she was a woman.
And the only reason
I didn't say that it was good, the results are good. I would have voted for her if she'd have been running because I thought she was the best candidate and it had nothing to do with her being a woman. She was just the best of the three major candidates. Bye, ladies. It's 28 after on Good Day.
Bye.
A new law gives consumers financial know-how. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. One free credit report a year. The new Wall Street Reform and Consumer Protection Act changes that.
It will also require consumers to get a free credit score, which will really help them understand how companies in the financial industry looks at them as a risk.
AARP financial educator John Dolphiné.
It also does some other things. It provides additional legal remedies for victims of fraud by some of these bad actors in the industry. And it also will help regulate payday lenders and check cashing establishments.
Learn more about the Office of Financial Literacy on our website. This law also makes permanent a fix Congress passed after the banking disaster.
So you are now insured by the FDIC up to $250,000 per customer.
That's Primetime Focus brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices, guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
And now on to the bonus round. If blood is thicker than water, what's thicker than blood?
Fondue cheese?
Correct. Never look a gift horse in the mouth. Why not?
Gingivitis.
Correct. Netflix lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly through your what?
Your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly through your game console or other devices, all for only $8 a month.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ally-C. Why Ally-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ally-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ally-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ally-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ally-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ally-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ally-C. For more information and to order Ally-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ally-C today.
Something going on, 33 and change after the hour, the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Yes, there is always something going on in the world. Did you hear the story about the boy, the 10-year-old Detroit boy, who started writing a journal to help him cope with the grief that he felt after the death of his father? There is quite a stir about this in the Michigan press. Demetrius Martin is his name. His journal has become a book called I Really Miss My Dad.
Oh.
It is his account of how he feels and how he has dealt with the loss of his father. He said, quote, this is a 10-year-old boy. I wrote this book to help other children that have a loved one who's lost. I want to teach them how to deal with their feelings. He said he hoped to highlight the children and families that are left behind after... In this case, the problem isn't that the father died, it's the way that he died. He was involved in a very violent altercation in Detroit, a drug situation that he had nothing to do with. He was an innocent bystander and was killed by a gang member. And this kid loses his father for no good reason. None. Zero. There's no way you can construct, even though I am a great believer spiritually in things happen for a reason. Awfully difficult to come up with a scenario where this makes any kind of sense.
Mm-hmm.
Except maybe to bring this 10-year-old boy out to help other youngsters who are the same age, who are going through the same sadness and fear. So the book he writes...
Great kid, too. How strong is that? I mean... To make good out of something bad that happens to him. And, you know, at 10 years old. Wow.
Demetrius Martin's 10 years old.
Incredible.
He's going to serve as a keynote speaker next week at the Open Arm Annual Memorial Service. His focus is on violence awareness. And again, the world that we live in being what it is, that we have so much violence, that we tolerate as much violence as we do. In fact, we encourage violence. We as a society encourage it. Look at this garbage that is supposed to be entertainment, these games that kids his age, 10-year-old kids, are playing these violent, horrible games, chopping off people's heads and killing them in any number of ways. The more creative ways of killing people, the more points you get. What the hell is wrong with something like that in a society that supposedly is mature? What's mature about that? How is that anything that a youngster should be around? So this fellow, again, 10 years old, he is making plans with others to have a violence awareness program in the local school districts around Detroit. He becomes part of a touring group because violence is so much of a problem in Detroit. It's so much of a problem in Los Angeles. It's so much of a problem in Washington, D.C. It isn't so much anymore in New York, interestingly enough. It's a real problem in Miami, a very serious problem. And most of the problem, like it or not, is created by various ethnic groups. Some of them have been around for a long time. Some of them are new. Turf wars. I remember as a kid, and maybe it was best portrayed in West Side Story, which now seems kind of benign. 1960 was the first thing Rita Moreno was in. When was that, Roberta? Like 66, 78, it was the late 60s anyway, when West Side Story was very popular. I remember going to see it. I think I may have been in high school. And thinking all of the stuff about the Puerto Ricans and how it was bold to have a play like that present the issue that way.
Mm-hmm.
But today, that seems mild isn't even the right word for it. It seems almost like plastic when you consider the violence, the real violence that these children have to confront. Some of them, you saw the story the other day about the 14-year-old Mexican hitman. 14-year-old kid trained 14. By the Mexican, 14 years old, kills people by cutting their throats and was happy to tell the story when he was arrested. This is how I do it. At 14 years old, trained by these cretins, these mobsters, these people who deserve nothing but a horrible death. And that doesn't sound like anything very spiritual, but how do you teach a 14-year-old to be a murderer, to do your dirty work for you? But that's what's going on everywhere.
It's just amazing. It's the same thing. I mean, the Muslim extremists, not Muslims, but those kids,
teaching them
they
same,
teach them young.
6 years old, 7 years old, they're teaching them to hate and to kill or to give up their own life.
Kids are impressionable. I'm lucky you didn't want me to kill somebody to get on this show, Doug.
Well, I've had my thoughts.
He's just waiting to suck you in, Clay.
Yeah, just let me know, Doug. I'll take care of it.
Here's the fellow writes on his blog, Demetrius Martin, quote, "I want bad people out there to know that their violence doesn't end with the victim. It affects the people that love that person." Well, of course, people who are into violence, they're so selfish, it's always all about them anyway. They could care less.
Yeah, I don't think they give it that thought.
Or care less, whichever you choose grammatically, to you think they understand? They're going to think about, I'm going to shoot this man. Oh, wait a minute. Maybe I better not shoot him because he might have children at home. I won't shoot him. I'll find somebody else around who has no children, no relatives, and I'll shoot that person. That isn't what this is about, but it's too bad in this circumstance that they don't. If you had a conscience, you wouldn't be doing what you're doing anyway.
Exactly.
The people who do these things are nothing short. They're not even animals is too good, because animals usually only, if they are killers, only kill for food. These people aren't even that good. These people are lower on the totem pole than animals that kill other things for food. They just kill. And there's nothing left of them, spiritually, emotionally. There's nothing left. Maybe there was nothing there to begin with. But I have a hard time believing that because, again, back to the spiritual principle of we are all born perfect. And then it's what the parents and families and the environment does to change that perfection that makes us who we are. We all are imperfect, but I believe we are born perfect. Remember, Jennifer, you haven't had that pleasure, but you've seen pictures of you when you were a baby,
mm-hmm.
that perfect thing. And Clay, when you were born, your perfect body, your perfect, it's just everything about
I'm still perfect.
Life. Roberta's still perfect, yeah. Right.
But well, you're right. Think. It's scary to think about what these little babies. I mean, my best friend just had a baby, and just looking at him, what is he going to face? You know, we're already facing so much weirdness.
And you know what? I think that's entering into Megan's thought.
Exactly.
Although she hasn't said it. She was eager to have a child, and then she sort of backed off on it. Although I think that we all hope, because she would be a good mother,
right,
that she would have a child
if scary.
That's what she
it,
wants. But bringing a child into the life that some. I mean, it's a wonderful thing. It's a great gift. But how many parents actually think about what will happen when they bring a child into the world? Did you think about it when you got pregnant, Roberta? You didn't even know you were getting pregnant for your second daughter.
No, even for the first one, I had no idea.
Yeah.
But was I prepared? I think even more so with the second one, I think so. Because with the first one especially, I'd been married for almost 7 years at that point.
Yeah.
So, you know, it wasn't like, oh, my gosh, what are we going to do? So we were, you know, I was 32. We were pretty well set. I think it's much more advantageous to have children a lot later in life. You're more ready. You're more willing to
well,
make the sacrifices.
Well, that's what Megan thought. At 36, it would be a better time to have
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
But I think she's concerned now.
But, you know, but the bottom line is there is really never a good time to have a kid.
No,
you'll always find a reason not to have a kid. You
know,
I
was pretty... I don't know that I thought about it. I mean, we didn't plan.
It was a different time.
Well, neither of mine were planned either. But, you know, in retrospect, you know, the fact that I had them, you know, as an older mother was really a good thing.
Yeah.
Well, my first one wasn't planned, but my second that one wasn't planned either.
All right. So much for that. In a moment, how is your hearing?
What?
Can you hear what are you hearing or are you listening? There is a difference between hearing and listening, and we will delve into those as time allows. 17 before the hour on Good Day.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is trying to sneak out of a really boring meeting wearing tap shoes a bad idea?
Sales growth has increased 2.9%. That's a reflection of aggressive. Ben, where are you going?
Nowhere. Headed back to my seat now.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Want to heat things up this Christmas for the lady in your life? Send her the new Hoodie Footy Pajama. Most talked about holiday gift this year, and it's available at Pajamagram.com. Nobody else has it. A Hoodie Footy combines the warmth of a hoodie with a cozy footy pajama. It'll keep her warm from head to toe. The Hoodie Footy is made of microfleece, soft, comfortable, warm, has a zip up front, and you can zip the feet off as well. It is wonderful. Pajamagram has over 100 styles, in fact, to choose from. Everything from naughty to nice and comfy to sexy. Each Pajamagram is delivered in a beautiful gift hat box and lavender bath confetti. A Do Not Disturb sign is attached as well, and a gift card. All of this comes free. Overnight delivery, Christmas delivery. Visit Pajamagram.com for the Hoodie Footy. It is something will make your relationship really cozy. Call 800-GIVE-PJs, 800-448-3757, and tell them Doug Steffen sent you.
At USAA, we believe what customers say about their auto insurance says everything about an insurance company. And USAA members have a lot to say. Jesse writes this on USAA.com. We just saved $1,200 a year with USAA. USAA member Charles says, I've been with USAA for over 40 years. USAA is the best financial institution I've ever used. It gets top honors for customer service, and I can see why. What's it like to still be a fan of your insurance company after 40-plus years? Switch to USAA Auto Insurance and find out. Drivers who do save $450 a year on average. Our commitment to serve the financial needs of our military, veterans, and their families is without equal. If you or someone in your family has honorably served, call 1-800-227-USAA or visit usaa.com/car. Insurance provided by United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas. Membership eligibility restrictions apply. Savings based on 2010 countrywide survey of new customers who switch. Not applicable in Massachusetts.
Suppose you needed $500 tomorrow to pay off an unexpected bill. Do you have it?
In this economy, a lot of people have already tapped out their savings. Higher monthly loans from Money Mutual, your trusted source to over 60 lenders that can get you up to $1,000 in your checking account by tomorrow. Have you tapped out your savings? Are you facing an unexpected car repair bill, a medical emergency, or you just need cash until payday? Well, you may not have that money today, but you can in about 24 hours. Go to MontelMoneyMutual.com and get up to $1,000 in your checking account by tomorrow. It's quick and it's easy. Just be 18 or older and have a regular income of at least $800 a month. So forget about the overdraft charges, bounce checks, and late fees. For short-term cash when you need it fast, go to MontelMoneyMutual.com or call 1-800-532-CASH. Once again, that's MontelMoneyMutual.com or call 1-800-532-CASH. That's 1-800-532-CASH.
14 before the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Roberta, you hear what I'm saying, right?
What do you mean?
You can hear my voice.
Can you hear me?
All right.
Yes, Doug.
Jennifer, you can hear me, right?
Is this thing on?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Clay, you can hear me?
Doug, I listen to you.
Ah. There's the clever
rub. He hangs
on
your every word.
Yes. There is a problem, apparently, in America with adolescents. Hearing loss numbers are surging because of the devices that are being used to listen to music and other audio. You have all seen people, I see them all the time, even in my rural area, kids up and down the street with their headphones on their ears.
Yep, always in there.
They're always listening. Mm-hmm. But they are listening, according to the American Medical Association, at a 14% higher volume than was the case of people listening to the first Walkman back in the 1980s.
Do you think it has anything to do with the fact that they're little earbuds now that actually fit all the way into the ear?
Yes,
instead
that's exactly what it is. The earbuds are these speakers that fit way into your ear. Most of the personal music players have them, and it is the reason that adolescents are losing some of their hearing.
Well, maybe it's evolution.
No, it's not evolution.
Because there's a lot of crap out there these days, and maybe people are tuning it out.
That's an interesting point of view, Clay. Very interesting point of view. But people are tuning out. There's another side to this, where people are turning away and tuning out, turning away from and tuning out messages that they do not want to hear. For example, if the discussion of school comes up, and this is something they're trying to figure out whether it's arbitrary or whether it is selective or whatever it is, but when a group of teenagers went through a focus group and the subject of school came up, the group seemed to suggest, this was done at Harvard Medical School, that they couldn't hear what was being discussed. But when a discussion of something that they were interested in, that is a child interested in a particular performer or a particular, I think about music, but let's say a DVD or something, then apparently their hearing improved.
I think that's so true. My grandfather was born hard of hearing, born deaf, really. Mm-hmm. And he could not hear you when you were talking to him about the weather, about anything. But the minute you asked him if he wanted a glass of wine, I'll have a glass of wine.
Right. So that's sort of selective hearing, is it not? That's that's pretty selective. But then the other side of it is, the children are not learning the way they ought to by listening and being attentive or engaging themselves in the conversation. But the other thing is that they really are doing damage to their ears. If you let your child, if you're thinking about buying one of these things for Christmas because your child wants you to buy him or her one of these things, and it's got earbuds and they stick them in your ear and they stick them down so far that they are going to impair their, especially it's like a lot of other things, the younger you are and the more you listen to that stuff, the more impact it has on you later in life.
You just get a good old-fashioned boombox.
Well,
like we did back in the 80s.
Carry it around on your shoulder so only one ear goes deaf.
Put your box on my shoulder. Just at any time. Well, you get the picture. Two different ways of approaching this. And parents should be aware and alert to both of those things. There's a word to the wise. Hopefully that's sufficient. A little help from the morning crew on Good Day at 51 past the hour.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-sitosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
Are you tired of police, judges, and bureaucrats using traffic tickets and other regulatory traps to trick you out of your hard-earned money? Are you sick of fraudulent bankers rigging mortgages and using the foreclosure process to steal your home? You need to visit bestfreedomtools.com. Act now to get an amazing free catalog and free DVD packed with vital information to give you the upper hand against these so-called authorities. You will learn how to overcome all traffic fines, how to stop judges in their tracks, and how to effectively combat penalty notices of all kinds without paying a penny. All the information you need to regain your health, wealth, and power is yours at bestfreedomtools.com. To get your free catalog and free DVD, call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or visit bestfreedomtools.com now for your free catalog and free DVD. bestfreedomtools.com, giving you the information you need today.
A significant day in American history. Today, we pause to remember. Good morning. I'm David Weiss with News That Matters. It happened 69 years ago today. CBS radio newsman John Daly broke in with the news.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special news bulletin. The Japanese have attacked Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, by air. President Roosevelt has just announced.
FDR's address to the nation included these unforgettable words.
December 7th, 1941. A date which will live in infamy.
The attack left more than 2,300 Americans dead and prompted America's entry into World War II. The 2010 observance will include a special dedication today of the new $58 million Pearl Harbor Museum and Visitor Center, formerly known as the USS Arizona Memorial Visitor Center. More than a million people visit the memorial each year. And each year, as all of us grow older, we lose more and more Pearl Harbor survivors, those who were there, who share the story of that fateful day. A handful of survivors will gather today in, among other places, St. Paul, Minnesota, at the Veterans Service Building. Among those survivors, Dick Thill, who was there on December 7th at Pearl. His ship, the USS Ward, fired the first American shots of World War II. In fact, the Ward sank a Japanese mini-submarine that was trying to sneak into Pearl Harbor an hour before the air raid began. Thill said that years later, he met the commander of another Japanese mini-sub, who told him he could have sent Phil's ship to the bottom of the sea that morning.
He told us, well, you know, I could have sunk the Ward any time I wanted to, but I had strict orders to use my torpedoes on either an aircraft carrier or a battleship. Just thankful that he obeyed his orders and didn't take a shot at us, because he'd have wiped us out.
And today, we salute and remember those who were there and those who paid the ultimate price on December 7, 1941. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Consistent cold snowmaking in the east has been great for getting trails open and more resorts coming on board, but new natural snow just rolled through and we've been loving it. Chuck was in Vermont at Killington enjoying it.
When you take on the beast, be ready for full-on winter. It snowed hard the whole time I skied Killington, and hundreds of snow guns were piling it on too. All the trees were caked in snow, and when we skied, we kicked up plenty of fresh powder. At Killington, I'm Chuck Devine.
Jay Peak also in Vermont with over a foot of fresh snow as they get ready to open up their tram side later this week. Wachusett in Massachusetts moving on to 14 trails. They're open until 10 o'clock at night. Whiteface in the Adirondacks, fresh snow piling high with over 4 miles of skiing. Sugar Mountain, North Carolina, riding on 10 runs. They'll have terrain until 10 o'clock at night. Devil's Head in Wisconsin with 10 runs. They have patch powder. On to Colorado, where fresh snow has helped out their season. Arapaho Basin with 45 runs. Beaver Mountain with 78 trails ready to ride. More at snowcountry.com. I'm Andy Davis for Good Day.
Mixed day on Wall Street to start the week. The Dow lost 20 points yesterday, closing at 11,362. S&P down slightly. NASDAQ up slightly. Crude oil continues to climb, up another 19 cents a barrel to $89.38. Tax cuts. President Obama announcing a deal has been struck.
For the next 2 years, every American family will keep their tax cuts. Not just the Bush tax cuts, but those that have been put in place over the last couple of years that are helping parents and students and other folks manage their bills.
The president saying that he realized Republicans would block any extension plans unless it included cuts for the wealthiest Americans. This deal also includes extending jobless benefits for 13 more months. Much of the country dealing with wintry weather, near record low temperatures being reported across South Florida for a second day, wind chill advisory in effect, and a freeze watch posted in northern and western parts of Broward County in the Sunshine State. Couple of pro football related notes. First, it was yesterday that we learned of the passing of Don Merritt, who died this past weekend at the age of 72 in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Dandy Don, as he was known, quarterback to Dallas Cowboys in the 60s, went on to greater fame as one of the broadcast booth trio of ABC's Monday Night Football in 1970. This was Dandy Don's signature song that he sang on the air when a game was out of reach.
Turn out the lights, the party's over.
Speaking of Monday Night Football, last night, much-anticipated matchup of two of the best teams in the league, the Jets and the Patriots in Foxborough, Massachusetts. This one over early. New England crushing the Jets 45-3. Pats coach Bill, Mr. Personality Belichick, was elated.
And so it was a good it was a good night for us.
Yeah, well, that is elated for him. Patriots took a 17-0 lead in the first quarter. As a Jets fan, I sat there watching this mess, singing Dandy Don's song.
Turn out the lights. Party's over.
It was over, all right. I turned out the lights and sat there in the dark. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that, too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices, guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.